311. Good afternoon and welcome, welcome, welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday and you're rested or probably just relaxing as you stay tuned to one of your favorite afternoon shows on a Sunday on VOB. I am Krista J. Paul. And of course, when you hear 311, you know it's the Barbados Fire Service. And with us today, we have a Fire and Life Safety Officer, Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
We have Fire and Life Safety Officer, Inspectorate Supervisor, Andrea Williams.
Good afternoon to everyone.
And the Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon to each and every one of you listening. And thanks again for joining.
All right. How are y'all doing? How is it going?
Stressful. I'm going to be blunt. I'm going to be honest. Stressful. Yes. As you know, we have just a couple more days before we go into pause. And of course, persons are trying to do the last minute, getting their certificates and whatever else ready. Now, again, because that you give us ample time, it's not something that it just happens today. There is a process, and we're asking you to work with us as we continue to work with you as well. Outside of that, you know, my normal complaints, so it ain't the media outrighters nor nothing. It is the fact that's like, I mean, if you go outside right now and look and you see the lines, around these places, I'm just praying and hoping that apart from the social distancing, that people are not becoming unaware of their surroundings and not taking heed to the precautions that are out there in terms of allowing persons, too many persons, to congregate inside the establishment. Again, we're stressing it is not the occupancy load that is given by the fire service. Rather, it is the occupancy load now, as the Ministry of Health has dictated. So therefore, please, these next couple of days, we know those again, and I don't see why. They already said there is no need to panic. There's enough food on the island. Before we came to do the show, there was this guy who did a production and he used all the clips from the Prime Minister. There is no need to rush.
Right.
Stay home. There is enough food in the supermarket. And I'm like, how these people shopping? I think if you tell persons, don't panic, we do panic. Tell them panic. Yeah. We always do the opposite
right.
of what we're supposed to do.
Yes. I remember seeing that as well when the announcement was given. You already saw memes and videos of people saying, okay, this is what's going to happen tomorrow at the supermarket, and you see a whole host of chickens flocking towards one place. You know, I don't know if you saw that one, but it's been crazy. And then, you know, of course, people are taking video recording all kinds of things, and people pushing and shoving at entrances of places to get in. Totally just going against what it is that's supposed to be happening. And it really is something. I mean, that we really do have a few days. I just hope that everyone who rushed to the supermarket will have enough for the 2-week period, because we still had a few days before getting into the 2-week lockdown. So
it is true.
Yeah. So we want to encourage people to be safe and to do what it is that they need to do. We already know we're supposed to wear masks. Although it might seem like a broken recorder or something, but we are supposed to be wearing our masks. We're supposed to be social distancing, supposed to be sanitizing our hands. At least these basic steps need to be taken so that we can mitigate the risks of an increase in numbers. And we don't need to, we might seem as if we don't need to emphasize and reemphasize and reiterate. But when you see people do the opposite, you realize, you know what, you'd still need to be knocking it and inculcating it in people's minds. So
it is true.
Yes.
And also, on point, as you said, we have persons doing the memes and the TikTok videos and whatever else. But what although the creative, it brings out the creativity of persons. And I'm thinking, you know what, we can have our own little industry down here, our own movie industries, short series, or something like that. Then let's stop using old footage or footage from elsewhere, and then, you know, causing more panic in persons here, because persons don't sit down and analyze the video. Like, I would probably sit down and watch a video about 6-8 times to pick up whatever little strays I can find. All right, this ain't here, or this is an old video.
Yeah.
Some people just see it once and they run off with it. And I think sometimes when we do that, we create more of a panic out there in society than we recognize. And it is not what we need at this point in time. So I'm asking persons to be quite mindful and to be aware of what they're doing and the impact that it has on the persons within our society.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there's so much of that happening, not just here, but internationally. And so on the other side of it, we just need to be aware that these things are happening. And when we see videos, we need to ensure that it is accurate before we post it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever the case might be, and spread it as false news. Because, you know, we accuse people of doing these things, but then we forward and we're just as guilty. So especially in this time when we know that there are numbers on the increase, you know, there are highs and lows, but we just need to be mindful that this also plays a part, as you said, Officer Ford, in relaying information and causing panic and unnecessary fretting and that kind of thing. So let's just play our part and be diligent, do our due diligence before we forward information.
Oh, yes.
And ensure that it comes from the correct source. Starcom Network.
Yes.
Of course. Right? Yes, make sure you have the accurate.
I just want to give a big shout out to all of the other stations from here at Fire Prevention. We have you guys in thought, and you know, we want you to be safe. We want you to do what you're supposed to do, you know, which is to be safe, wear your mask, and you know, the protocols that we're supposed to be following, you know. We just want everyone to be safe. So, you know, big shout out to every station, every fire station here.
Yes, thank you for making that clarity. Every fire station, because I just spoke about Starcom Network, so I was just wondering. Yes. A big shout out to all the fire stations. You know, you're doing a really good job. You're working hard, and you have to face even more than the average. So yes, we want to say a big thank you to the Barbados Fire Service and Fire Prevention, and for all you're doing, not just with fire but with rescue, and the knowledge that you're putting out for fire prevention. Because in COVID times, the worst thing you want is some kind of disaster to add to what you already have to think about. And you have it all the time. So we thank you for the work that you are continually putting in and for your efforts at this time. Yeah.
So, which leads us now to the point. As you said, we're doing a lot. Sometimes we think some of the things we do can be avoided. I'll let the others speak to that. But let's say for last week, because this is a new week. Last week alone, we had two house fires. There were actually more than two. That is the original, where it would have started, the origin, and then the others that may would have been consumed along with that. So in one area, we had like three houses that were completely destroyed, and one that was damaged by the heat. That was in
Carrollton, St. James, yes.
And then in Western, on that very, very same day, we had, I think it was two houses in Western And there was a commercial, no, the following day, sorry, there was also another structure. So if those fires occurred on the Tuesday, the Wednesday, I think, yes, the Wednesday, there was also another structure. And on the Thursday, there was a commercial building. So as I said to you, somehow, when it comes to this time, I don't know. I have dark bags on, dark, what's called it, circles underneath my, what used to be my eyes. That's how the stress level, because then, what are we doing? Isn't the message being put out there? Why are people being more complacent now that they're home? So, let me catch my breath. Somebody else take over.
But yes, I must, to add to that, because of the pause which is coming, I guess a lot of persons are not ensuring that before they leave home that certain things are in place, or they're not taking certain precautions, because you will see long lines and persons probably trying to say, all right, we try and get out the house and get this place in early, and not realizing they may have left maybe the air plugged in or something on. So yes, we know you want to get to certain places and get certainty to make sure when the pause comes that you have everything in your home. But in order to do that, you must make sure that your home is protected, because it makes sense to go and buy all this stuff and you have no home to put them or to go to. So I'm really appealing to the public. Make sure that before you leave home, I wouldn't even say before you leave home. If you don't have to leave home and you have certainty that you know that can rally through for the 2 weeks, let the others who don't have go and get theirs. Stay home and make sure that you keep yourself protected and safe. If it is that you have to leave, then make sure before you leave home that you follow the normal protocols and procedures that you do before you leave home to ensure that everything is off, everything is unplugged. As they always say, when you're leaving home, make sure you unplug everything except for the fridge and the clock. Unplug everything.
We also have lots of children at home as well, you know, and they can be very mischievous at times, you know, so we're appealing to the parents to make sure that, you know, if you have the little ones at home, that someone is there with them, you know, maybe they can, I don't know, I'm not sure if they can take them with them, but, you know, you're trying to put measures in place where, you know, they too can be safe.
That's right. Well, in fact, we will be on lockdown for 2 weeks. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I was just about to say that, you know, we'll be on this lockdown for 2 weeks in the next 3 days. So everybody will be at home. Devices will be in use more because, I mean, we're on lockdown, but it's not necessarily vacation, right? But more devices will be in use. All the children will be there, children and parents at home. And so we just want to encourage everyone to take the necessary precautions again here, because we, as we mentioned before, in terms of charging devices, make sure that when they're charged, they're unplugged. And we talk about the laptops and the tablets on the beds. Listen, I myself, I do myself on the bed as well, and I do it in my blanket. But at the same time, I always remember your words. You know, I hear you in my brain saying you need to keep the thing cool. And you know,
I'm listening.
Right. So I put something underneath it, a book underneath it, to just give it that elevation. So it has the cool hitting it as well, because I don't want to be a headline. What the irony that would be, huh? So, you know, so we have to just make sure that we do our due diligence and we take whatever we need to do to make things right and to do it well. And we want to encourage people, it is lockdown. And yes, we know that the supermarkets will be opened, and people would need to get food and so on. But we don't want it to be an excuse to say, okay, well, let me go over to so-and-so We're not going to be encouraging any lockdown parties or anything like that, because you know how people think when they hear these things happening.
Mm-hmm. Funny enough, honestly speaking, what this situation keeps reinforcing to us, the members of the PUP, the Barbados Fire Service, is that when it comes to fire safety, not many of us really take it and run with it. Unless something happens to a neighbor or someone we know, we do not plan when it comes to fire safety.
True.
And that is one of the biggest, I don't even know where to put there. I mean, how is it that you own a house, you've invested in a home,
your memories,
I mean, your daughter's first steps, your son's first step, first brought home the girlfriend, this is where we married and we moved to. It is not just about the furniture. It is not just about there's house. I have a house in the Heights, or, well, technically speaking, we don't really see much fire in those places. I have a house and, oh, my house looks better than my neighbor's own. But what are you doing? Because sometimes, yes, we have this neighborly rivalry. The neighbor put on a porch, you put on an extra kitchen. I'm not even going to go there. No. How is it you invest in something, you're so proud of it, but at the end of the day, you don't do anything to protect it? You have a motor car, and I'm talking about the persons who are now legit. At the end of the day, you pay road tax. Sorry, we don't have to pay road tax anymore, my apology, but you used to pay road tax. You have to pay insurance, and you find a way to get that insurance paid because, well, and you cannot live in the car. And at the end of the day, the car depreciates faster than a cup of water outside in the sun. And you are telling me something that you lay your head in that protects you from the elements, that you cannot afford to buy two smoke alarms or an extinguisher and put inside your home? How many people out there inside those lights even considered anything like that? And as we see, the stats show, again, we're going to bring those soon, but it shows that whenever there is a pause, a lockdown, a close down, whatever you want to call it, there is that increase in fires, as you rightfully just pointed out. More persons are at home, and you would think, well, since we're not at home, we could get a little break. But no, you work harder.
Yeah.
So what is it that you are doing then? And most of the times we find, to be quite honest, is that, again, we have commercial buildings where you have processes and you have procedures and you have manuals telling you how you're supposed to do things. But because human error, human laziness, we don't do what we're supposed to do. And then when things go upside down, what? If I don't know. If what?
But I think too, we have this mindset that, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Oh, I good. Oh, God got me. Oh, God can protect me and my family and my house, whatever. But the Bible says that they learn wings in time of ignorance. So if it is, you don't do what you're supposed to do to protect yourself, then trust me, the learn will be. But we need to be more mindful and think about all the years and all these struggles we've endured to get to where we are, and protecting what we've worked so hard to achieve. So again, just like Crystal J just said, when she does certain things, she will hear that voice in her head. Anytime you're about to do something, listen to the third voice. You may hear the Lord, you may hear the devil, and hear from the person telling you, unplug that laptop, unplug that cell phone. Make sure you unplug the iron.
That's right.
Stop burning in the And that's another thing. You have persons at home and they don't care about their neighbors. They're just burning for the sake of burning. All of this is unacceptable, people. I know we can do a lot better. At the end of the day, I always say, try to put yourself in the other person's shoe. What you don't like for yourself, you shouldn't be doing unto others. And I mean, from the time we were going to school, we always heard about the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
And if you would play and think about that more, you would not do a lot of things that we do.
True.
Now, at the end of the day, it does not. Yes, the Barbados Fire Service, every time we respond to a fire, every time we respond to an accident, we're putting our skills to use. But at the end of it, I'm sure when we have completed our tour of duty, when we finish the job that we are paid to do, we're going home to our families, we're going home to our homes and whatever else. We see it, therefore that's what we thought to bring this program to you so that we could reduce the amount of fires that we see annually. But I cannot, what my grandmother used to say, I love this. You can carry a cow to the pond, but you can't make it drink water.
Yes, that's right.
I don't
right.
know which one you have for the Jamaican.
That's about the same. You can carry a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink.
Oh, so you just have a horse. Right, yes. Skull. Okay. But at the end of the day, the shoe is on your foot. You're the person who's going to be feeling the burning. You're the person who's going to know if it's too slack and it can just drop off. You're the one who has to know. But be reminded, the Barbados Fire Service, we will respond. We will do what we are mandated to do. We will be there. I can't remember whose slogan that is, but we will be there. The choice is, do you want to see us in that light?
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, there's so many things to take into consideration. And I just want to ask you regarding lockdown, this lockdown period, how is it that people will be able to conduct business with the Barbados Fire Service? Of course, you have online applications and so on. Could you just remind people how they can interact with you and communicate at this time?
Okay. If you want to apply for a burn permit or a certificate for inspection, you can go to our website, which is www.fireservice.gov.bb. That's www.fireservice.gov.bb. Once you go there, you'll see inspection, you will see fire prevention. So just click which one applies. You'll have, it's practically user friendly. So once you get to that website, you will be able to find the inspections application. You'll be able to find the burn permit application and any other questions or queries which you may have. If it is that you may not remember the link, you can always write an email on Word and email it to the Barbados Fire Service. You can remember Natasha Ford, natasha.ford@fireservice.gov.bb. If you remember Kevin Silvers, it's kevin.silvers@fireservice.gov.bb. So once you hear the tomorrow radio show and you remember the names, it's just the first name dot last name at fireservice.gov.bb. But if you forget anything, just remember natasha.ford@fireservice.gov.bb.
If looks good, kill.
You know something on, right? When you hear he come up missing.
Oh, I feel alone. Oh, my. All right, so burn.
Well, we are working, as I told you earlier. We are working really, really hard to get our online payment sorted out so that once you make the application, you can also make the payments. And then we're moving to the process of, instead of you having to collect the certificates, that we can email the certificates for you. So those persons who know that they're working at establishments and they haven't given the email address or gave the incorrect one, whatever we have on file is where the certificates will be going. If you don't get it because you've given incorrect information, it means that you will come in and you will pay for, well, this is where the pause has been on pause. And you will come in and you will pay for the replacement of that certificate. So those of you who are known for giving false information and think that it's a joke, well, the days are slowly coming to an end.
Jokes on you.
Yes. Oh, my. All right. And, of course, just remind us of the numbers, the telephone numbers.
Numbers are
535-7832. That's 535-7832. If you don't remember that, just remember 53578 between 29 and 33.
So 29 from 29 down 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. When you call 29, that would be like Fire Life Safety Officer Wharton. 30 would be Sub Officer Williams. 31 is Collins, who is probably still recovering from his birthday. So happy belated. You have 32, that is myself, and 33, Mr. Kevin Sobers. Saying that he doesn't have much to do, you can feel free to call him 33-535-7833.
And at the end of the line, we're there for you.
Oh my goodness. Oh yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much to the Barbados for your service. And as we begin this lockdown period on Wednesday, we wish everyone safety, not just fire safety, but health safety, work safety as you're at home. Sorry?
General safety, stand home.
That's okay, that sums it up. Thank you, Officer Ford. That sums it up. Thank you very much. And although the supermarkets and so on will be open, you know, we want to discourage people from being on the road unless you really, really have to do so. Okay, so keep safe, everyone. And we thank you to Barbados Fire Service. Again, 535-7829-33 is the number to call. And the website again is
fireservice.gov.bb.
Right. fireservice.gov.bb for any further information. Thank you so much to Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers, to Fire and Life Safety Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor Andrea Williams, and Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, and you're welcome.
And if you miss any of today's edition, you can always log on to vob929.com and listen to the podcast. And of course, you can watch the Facebook video after this program on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. I'm Krista J. Paul, wishing you a great and safe week. Until we see each other again, remember,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.